What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. All the Smoke Takeover, Golden State Warriors edition, man. We're out here in the beautiful Bay Area for me and Jack. If the streets could talk out here, we might not be sitting here.
At all.
But man, we want to welcome to the show and really thank Bob Myers and obviously our guy behind the camera, Raymond Ritter, for making this happen and allowing us to come to the facility. Bob, let's get to it, man. About 10 years doing what you're doing here. Four rings in the last 8 years. Tell me what this experience has been like for you.
That's a big, big question. First of all, thank you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Always wanted to be on All the Smoke.
You a hoop or something.
Yeah, you know, from afar. Never knew if it would happen. Yeah, Matt, I mean, you played here. You both played here. Mm-hmm. So you know more than the people listening or watching know. It was not, it just was not looked upon as a great brand. Mm-hmm. And I grew up seeing some good things with Mully and Timmy and Mitch, but that didn't last long. And then what you guys did in 07, 08, and even the years leading up, like you saw, that people still talk about that.
Potential.
We believe. Mm-hmm. I remember watching that. I was in LA and my wife's not a big basketball person. So I turned on that game and it was game one, or game, whatever it was, the first home game, three, mm-hmm. game three against Dallas. And I could feel through the TV the energy in the building. I've never seen that before, and I've never seen it since. Mm. And I was kind of like, come look at this. And she's like, what? And I said, this is not normal. These fans standing up.
Right. The entire time.
And like, what, an hour before the game?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so what I, you know, I represented players, and I knew, it was, I'm biased towards the Warriors growing up here. And I was like, damn, if we could ever, or if they could ever, I wasn't saying we then, if they could ever get something sustainable, the place can explode. Because that team went to the second round, had some close, could have been Utah maybe, couple moments like the playoffs give you. And so when Joe called me, when I met Joe through Danny Ainge, he, I met Joe and I said, hey, I grew up a Warriors fan, Joe Lacob. And I said, if there's ever a job for me here, I'd love to work here. And he's like, well, what can you do? I said, well, I'm an attorney. I don't know. I said, I've been around the league a long time. I had Darrell Wright on the team at the time. And I said, I just want to see this team succeed. We left and I got in the car and my dad said, how'd that go? And I go, he's not gonna hire me because he has a lot of other people. And so then 3 months later, he called me. And when he said, you want a job here? And we talked for like 2 days, we figured it out. I came in as an assistant GM. And a lot of people, when I took the job, much like when you might have signed with the Warriors or you did, a lot of people were like, why would you go there? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how you felt when you got traded from Indiana. Like, I don't know if you were like...
He wasn't happy at first. I'll let him lie to you. Mm-hmm.
Right, but it was because you were like, I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who the Warriors were. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't earned anything better than that. And you guys helped make it better. But I always thought maybe if we made the playoffs, we could become a team that was respected.
Mm-hmm.
And that team with Mark, we got there in 12-13 and beat Denver and then lost to Spurs. You could see what might be with Steph and Clay and Draymond starting to show up. And we had Harrison and Bogut was helping out and a lot of good things going. And Mark came along and made us believe in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're just beaten down. And even with Steph and Clay, he was the first one to say, this is the best backcourt
greatest
in the world.
Shooting backcourt.
And if you guys heard that, I heard that. And I was in the building and I was like, come on, dude, Mark, slow down. but I don't know if you might have heard the same thing and been like, dude, come on, best backcourt ever.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first one to say that. And if you're a player and your coach, especially a guy like Mark, says that about you, that gave those guys confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward, we lose. And then Jermaine O'Neal, who you guys know, who I represented for a while, we had him my year where we brought in Iguodala. We lost the Clippers. You weren't on that. You weren't on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We lost the Clippers in 13-14. And Jermaine called me afterwards. The next day after we lost game 7 in L.A., he said, man, don't break up this team. And I was like, well, we just lost in the first round. Like, what's so special about this? And he said, and you played with him. He said, I've been in a lot of locker rooms when you lose in the playoffs. I know what it's supposed to look like.
Mm.
And that's what it's supposed to look like. And I was like, look, I didn't play in the NBA. So if you say so. And I, you know, he'd had 16 years in the league at that time. So we kept the team, let go of Mark. Steve came in. And Livingston came. And so when Sean showed up, we always wanted Sean, but we couldn't get him. And I didn't think we were going to win the championship that year. And we had a great year, and it happened. And we can, you know, Cleveland and LeBron was six games. He took them 6 games, and they were banged up. But the point of the whole thing is, like, as you know in your career, you didn't just show up a really good player. Like, each day when no one was watching, you were doing shit to make it better.
Yeah.
So that's the story of this, and obviously Steph's biggest reason. Clay, Draymond, you want to argue who's the next biggest reason?
Mm-hmm.
Mark coming in, and then all the people that came along the way have all made it what it is. It's the players, like, and Curry's different. He's just so, makes my job so easy because just who the guy is.
He's been on both sides.
And I don't know if you guys played with guys that, when your dad played in the NBA, you just look at it a little differently. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't take on this meaning that it shouldn't. Like, you guys know what playing in the NBA means. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean what people watch and think it means. It's different.
Right.
You look at it because you did it. If your kids did it, they're going to look at it differently than you did. They're going to be like, my dad played in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they don't want it or need it.
Right.
But they're going to have a different kind of balance.
Yep.
Because they'll have been around it. Like, right. I don't know if you guys grew up around the NBA, baby, but, like, Curry was growing up. He was meeting Vince, he's meeting all these people, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got here, he was like, this is my job. I got my life. But a lot of players that show up, they don't have that.
Yeah.
So they lose their mind, which I understand, like the money, the fame,
still
the celebrity.
In awe.
And who's to blame a 22-year-old who gets everything and then doesn't make the right choices? So it's Curry. Right. Curry's stability has been the main reason. So where do I fit in? If you were the GM and you had him, it's almost like a cheat code, and your responsibility is to not screw it up.
That's it.
Do not screw his career up. Now, you would say that's easy. It's not easy. Nothing's easy. Mm-mm. But the best thing I feel is, like, to watch him succeed. Not that I don't want anybody else to succeed, but to see someone that deserves so much success get it. And this last year was the best for him. It answered all the questions that people were putting on this guy. And that's why I think you saw him feel the way he felt.
Emotional, yeah.
Right, because he was kind of like, can you leave me alone? Like, right? Is this enough? Mm. Have I done enough?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys have a rare team construction with superstar vets, great young core. Like you said, it's not easy. Talk are the fans through the process of what is, like you said, you have Steph and then you have Clay and you have Dre, but you have to continue to, I think when you guys struggled a bit, obviously it had to do with injuries, but you were grooming the next, you didn't just go out, outside of Wiggins, you went out and grabbed Wiggins, but it was, you guys developed your talent. And a lot of teams aren't patient enough to do that anymore. Talk to us about that process of kind of being able to construct what you have and then being able to develop the young guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, you guys, I think you got kids that play. You do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, what advantage do your sons or daughters have by having you around? Like, they've got an advantage, right? Whatever it is, like, it's more advantage than the other guy walking down the street. So when you take a player in here, we like to think we got the best shot of making them, like with Wiggins, it's like, he was labeled a certain thing, like, okay, let's see what we can do. Some might say that's arrogant, and sometimes we can't fix whatever's going on, but we will know if we don't think we can get him there, whether development-wise or he's a vet, then we feel like we put him in the best spot for it to probably happen, or maybe, just like your kid, if they don't make it, what's their excuse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they got money, they got coaching, they know the life, they got somebody that can tell them, like, don't worry about that. If your kids don't make it, it's almost like, well, you weren't going to make it.
Right.
Like, it's not, don't look at me.
Right.
So we feel like that about who shows up here. We're like, listen, we can give you the way to do it. You still got to do it. So is that special? I mean, you guys played. it's especially important when you're young and you show up, because if I dropped you two, I don't know where you both start. I know you had to bounce around a lot. Mm-hmm. You did kind of too, I think.
Yep, we'll see.
So like, if you could tell me, if I had started there, it might have been a smoother path. Man. Like, everybody blames the players when things don't go well.
That's a lot.
And it's like, I know the team side. Like we have as much to blame in many situations that as a player. Like, if a player doesn't make it, everyone says that player is no good. But they don't say that team messed up their chance at making this player something. And so that's, you know what that is, though? That I think, is because of continuity. Like, Steph's still here, Steve's still here, Draymond's still here, Clay's still here. So when there's so much change in an organization, it's hard to sustain anything.
Right.
And I would say that part of keeping those guys in the fold, and it ain't easy. You played, you were here.
Yeah.
It's tough now in the NBA. Like, keeping a team together is hard.
That's refreshing to hear, though. I didn't mean to cut you out, Bob, but that's refreshing to hear that management is thinking about developing the players. Because we talk about how important it is to have vets on the squad now, but when you got management
thinking,
that's even better.
Well, I mean,
that's
with the Wiggins situation in particular, I mean, he was a first round pick and it had been very solid, but just maybe didn't live up to the hype that people thought. But I know, getting a chance to be here two different times and how management was the second time around. And similar thing I thought with Boogie too, being able to give guys with labels or stereotypes thrown into a system like this, where from top to bottom, it's ran a certain way and the energy is different. I used to tell people, like, off days, people are in here with the music blasting. Yeah. People just couldn't wait to come. Like, that's rare. You know, sometimes in an offside, you won't see anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I think, Bob, you hit it on the head perfect. Being able to be put into this situation, you're going to give everyone, show them the path they need to succeed. And I think Wiggins has been a perfect example of just really taking advantage of that.
Yeah, and I think it's funny, like, you bring up DeMarcus. He was here just for a year. DeMarcus called me a month ago, and he said, why am I not in the NBA? And I said, you want that answer? Mm. He's like, yeah. I said, because people are afraid of how you're going to act. And he's like, why? I said, well, whatever the reason is, it's here now. Mm-hmm. And I like DeMarcus. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys may know him or not. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just, I can't blame him for him because of all he's been through.
Right. Like you said, the stability. Yeah, what, seven coaches
and
in
like
8 years?
Before all that, Matt.
Oh, yeah, just
like,
a life.
Life. Mm-hmm. Like, who's to say he is what he is? Fine. And I said, but here's the issue. I said, you have to be better than everyone. Like, you have to act better. Like, to get back, you can't just be average. Like, you got to convince people. And that's not really fair, but that's the
truth.
That's
just what it is.
That's just what it is. Yeah. Like, I could say, like, maybe you two went through. Like, it's like, hey.
I went through it with the brawl. Yeah,
right. Like, you had to, you couldn't just act like a normal player. Mm-hmm. Now you're swimming upstream and you're like, I'm not doing any worse. And they're like, but you did that.
Yep.
But you did that. And now you got to overcome that. And you're like, okay, it's hard enough. But then you did. Mm-hmm. But that, I remember that night, Jermaine, we had J.O. And it was a Friday night, I think. Yep. I think it was a Friday night. And he called, because we were Arn, and I remember that whole thing and being like, hearing his side, and I know he did a great show on it, right? He did a really nice job.
Netflix.
But you guys, like, I don't ever think the player's part gets told right, because people can't comprehend, like, even now, players, do you really feel safe, like, out there sometimes? It's hard to feel safe when the people are right there. Mm-hmm. In an environment like that,
anything can happen.
You know, and how to judge how people act. You know, and I know you probably would go back and do it different, but
right.
In a situation like that, Jermaine was like, because he had that was a long process, illegal and everything.
Y'all had him prepared. I didn't mean to cut you off, but y'all had him prepared when we went and sat down with the league to get our games reduced.
Yeah.
Because me and Ron had no idea. Yeah. J.O. sat down.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
He thought, saying, I hate how my child. Yeah. Oh, he threw the right things to say. But they would reduce his games.
Jermaine and Arn, it was, yes. But that's J.O., though. Like, you played with him. You probably came a little more raw. I don't know.
I was way more raw, but you can see he had better representation than us.
He was prepared, man. Ron just sitting there like,
in sweatsuits.
J.O. had his suit on.
I was upset how I looked to my daughter. And he, oh, it was, they looked at that, it was over.
You had a halfway smoked blunt behind your ear in the courtroom.
Roy had on some tuxedo pants with a different colored jacket.
Oh, boy. That's good. I didn't hear that part. That's a good one.
That's funny. A good one. There's always been a saying, because we all came in and are similar age, you know, you live by the three, you die by the three. You guys were able to not necessarily be the first one to do small ball, but be the first team to win with small ball and shooting. Talk to us about that.
So shooting has become what it is now. It wasn't like when you guys played, I don't know how many threes you shoot a game. You started shooting a lot, but
we didn't shoot that many.
Not like 10. No, right now, you'd probably be shooting 10.
Yeah, I was shooting 4 a game probably.
So now that'd be 8. You'd be shooting 8 a game, which is kind of crazy.
I like that.
Which is great, but we would be telling you, don't shoot that pull-up.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And you'd be like, in transition?
Yeah, do not do that. And you'd be like, first of all, you might be like, why? And we'd tell you why. And then we'd be like, get to the rim or get behind the line. And there's a lot of reasons why. You guys know that that's just what the league is, and it's smart. It's kind of what you see in baseball, like home run, strikeout. Like, we don't care if you strike out. It's just different. Fans, you have to ask them what they think. I think sometimes people don't like it. We happen to have two of the best in the world to do it, so it'd be dumb not to do it.
Right.
But I grew up, you know, it was interesting because the league, I wouldn't be being truthful to say, like, we knew it was going that way. But we had to play that way. Like, we didn't have a post-up. We never had a post-up guy, ever. Like, you guys probably played with guys that throw the ball on the – Jermaine was like that. Throw the ball on the block, let him go to work. Yeah. That's – who does that now?
It was always –
we didn't have that weird when we played.
Yeah, but you guys did. I would tell you, like, you guys. Nelly.
Yeah.
Like, that style of play. But then the interesting thing is it went away. But you guys now, like, you could play 5. Like, you'd be playing crazy. 4 – But that'd be the value of you two, like specifically, not because you're sitting here. Like, if you weren't here, I'd tell you, like, your value. When we drafted Draymond, it was like, well, what does he do? What position is he? And we struggled with that. We were kind of like, he's a 3. I mean, he had triple double in college. Like, he can pass. Could we put him in pick and roll? No. Is he a 4? He's small. I'm taller than him. He's really like 6'6". Long. If you guys were in the draft now, all that would be to your advantage. We'd be like, he can play 2, 3, 4. And you guys got, I mean, now you would have been paid more, to be honest.
We've been doing that. We was doing that.
You were doing it. You Nelly had you doing it, but like, it was looked upon as like a trick.
It was weird.
It was a gimmick.
Yeah, it was a gimmick.
And it was smart. And so then you saw what D'Antoni did a little bit with Stoudemire at the 5. And they had that team with D'Al at the 4. And you saw how hard that team was to defend. The difference that we figured out, not me, the players, was they could do that and defend. Like, I think that's what made your team, you could defend. Like, Barron could defend 3-4 positions, he's so strong. You didn't have a guy to pick on, really. And if you don't have, I think you can have one guy to pick on, you can't have two.
Right, can't have two.
You can't have two. So you guys now, if we threw you in the scrimmage that's going on right now, like, you'd switch everything.
Yep, 1-5.
And that's really valuable. Like, Batum, the Clippers have been playing the 5. It's just, and so we fell into that, if we're being honest. Like, when David Lee got hurt in Denver, and then Draymond started playing some 4, and then we saw what Draymond could do at the 5 when we played Harrison at the 4, and Iguodala. Like, Iguodala and Harrison were you guys. Like, that's 3-4, 4-3, doesn't matter. And then Clay and Steph were the 1-2. But then it became something that just worked. And history is always written, like, in hindsight. You know, people lie. People go, I knew, no.
No,
I
mean, idea.
Really?
Right.
Like, did you guys even, like, even
really?
You? Yeah, like, come on. Like, you guys, even now, when you guys were doing what you're doing, I'm not sure you even knew what it was. You just knew, like, this is fun.
Let's just play.
Let's just play. I can get your guy. You know, I can score from here. I can dribble a pass, shoot. And if you play basketball and you guys were picking a pickup team, you would pick all those guys. You're not picking the big dude that can't do anything.
Right.
And you'd be shooting threes and getting to the rim. And you'd probably win. So it looks easier now, but it's hard to get out of that mode of you're a 3. And when we sub in out you, we're putting in a 3 man. And you can't play.
I'm telling you,
you guys would play 5. You would, which is
dope.
I love it.
Which would be, you know, it wouldn't even matter. You wouldn't walk around like I'm a center. You'd be like,
right.
No,
I'm on the right, period.
So it's worked, and everybody wants to do that. It's just, it's hard to find a team to do it.
Mm-hmm. Pieces.
It's tough.
So. Question real quick, Jeff, before you get to what you get. Speaking of small ball, can you speak, because again, just being someone of the game, playing against this, your team that's here, you know, so much, and then getting a chance to join him, speak to the importance of Draymond, because I think he's one guy where the numbers are so deceiving. To me, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, maybe 5-time, possibly 6-time champ before he's done, who knows. But speak to his importance on the court, off the court, his leadership, how he walks that fine line that he crosses sometimes, but that's also what makes him him. But just to his importance to this team and his success.
I mean, I could say this about you two as well. You have to have someone with an edge to win.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Popovich said it.
You have to have it. Like, I'd love to have all perfect saints. Makes my life easier, but we probably wouldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So what he does is, yeah, I mean, he lives on the line. If you live on the line, you're going to cross the line.
Absolutely.
You guys lived on the line.
Yeah, we crossed it a lot.
Still on it.
Yeah, still.
At some point.
Now, I don't know if you need to be on it now. I mean, now you're done.
Like,
now's
my choice.
Yeah, now you're on your own. Like, yeah, you're not trying to, like, oh, buddy. But he will be too, though. You guys are you. Like, he'll be on the line when he's 45, whatever he is. So I would say this. For the people, I would throw that back at you too, because I can't ever explain appropriately the value of a guy like that, because I don't play. So when you're on a team, this is the only way I can look at to answer your question simply. If we're going into a playoff game, we've had a lot of playoff games, and I look into the locker room and I look around the room, your eyes will stop at him and go, I'm glad he's on our team.
Mm.
And if you're his teammate, you'll be sitting
Same
there.
Thing.
I'm glad. And I bet you guys got that. I bet you may not have known it. They may not have told you, but they'd be like, I'm glad Matt. I'm glad Matt's with us. Mm-hmm. I'm glad Steven's with us. So I would ask you, like, you tell me. You played with him.
Yeah.
What you say is more important than me.
Right.
Like, it's more important what you say about the people you played with, because I could sit here and say all these things why Draymond's great. And if you're sitting there going, like, I played with this guy, like, that's crap. It wouldn't mean anything.
Right.
But if you know what the value of it is, more than me, that's all that matters, because you guys are the ones winning and losing. So I can pretend like I put together this great team and we got it figured out, and you hate him and this guy's a loser and he's never won anything and he doesn't care, he just wants his money. We're gonna lose and you're not gonna respect each other.
Right.
So the thing about Draymond is, and you know when you played, Matt, you never probably got paid what you were worth.
I'd agree.
And I don't, you know, you got more than he did, but you never, and it's interesting because I bet, and I know you're doing your career now, I bet if there was a survey of NBA players and you ranked who was respected.
Oh, we're at the top.
You're at the top. That's why you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people watch this.
Mm-hmm.
You might have made, there's players that have made 120. Mm-hmm. They can't do this.
Right.
You know why? Because people respect what you say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
People respect what you say. So what's the value of that? You know, it doesn't matter if the NBA does. Mm-hmm. Your peers do.
Your peers.
So when you talk about Draymond, like, there's a reason he's got his own podcast. There's a reason why when he says something,
people listen.
Everybody, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the value of that? So the value of that in a team is huge. But you got to understand, like, that person, you know, rest in peace, Kobe, but he lived on that, like, edge too. Like, he wasn't an easy team. He made you show up a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't feel comfortable. He didn't let you off the hook.
He didn't make it easy.
He did not. By the way, he did everything he asked you to do. He did.
That's why it was so easy.
That's why it was so easy.
Yeah.
He did it more.
Right.
He did it more than you could. He's like, I'm asking you to do, just come close to what I'm doing. Not like talent-wise, but effort. Played hurt. Mm-hmm. Played hard. Didn't skip games. Didn't rest. Did that? I don't know that he ever rest. Did he ever rest a game?
Yeah.
I mean, at the very end, it's
What's
like.
That? Right.
You couldn't have sat him down if you tried. Mm-hmm. So people like that. Usually are successful because most people aren't as competitive as him. But people like that sometimes in life, because of that competitiveness, test the edge, right?
It could be a gift and a curse.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
But in professional sports, this ain't easy out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you think winning is, you guys want, like, it is. I don't think people understand.
Not what to
it
the takes. Level you guys are going to.
How hard it just to get to the finals. Like, you see players break.
Yeah.
You see it. You
and
feel
fold.
It. And fold. And then people blame him and the media kills him and you're like, you don't know the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't understand. That's why the team, that's why when you win, the team celebrates like they do.
Yeah.
Because it is so
that
hard
journey is a motherfucker. To do. Yeah.
And I don't think anybody watching this, and I don't even understand. I only understand because I'm kind of close to it. But to see the experience that a player gets from winning the championship is the best thing ever. But nobody gets to feel it but you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But that's yours because right you went through it.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You talk about the stat sheet with Dre. What I see for me is he's leading the league, and by far he's at the top of the league in passion for the game. And that's what I love about him. You see so many guys just going through the motions and really don't care if they win, but you to see a guy like Dre who has the passion we had, that's willing to fight to win games, you don't see that no more in the game. So that's why he's different. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. That's one reason why he's so successful on this team, because he would do anything to win.
Yeah.
And there's very few guys in the game that's willing to do that.
Well, how do you – so that's lost. That's the winning part.
Yeah.
So you guys got kids. I don't know how old they are. How is that not being taught to kids?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why is the step back and the night-night?
Yeah.
And like, what about did you win the game?
Mm-hmm.
Posting like, oh, Dad, I played great, and like, you see my YouTube, and it's like, whoa, we lost by 15
points. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but did you see the step back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the scoreboard.
Nah, right.
Like, but where do you teach that? How do you guys tell your kids, like, I
even think, too, I mean, there was a clip that went viral this summer of him at UCLA, and it was after the workout. And everyone, you know, when Rico Hines make everyone run, and Dre said there's probably 30 of you motherfuckers in here, and like six people took the run, like the sprinting that Rico makes you do after you're done playing for 20 hours. Serious. And he's just like, you know, I saw a handful of you guys doing it, but like when the cameras aren't on, when people aren't in the gym, like, do you really want it?
Steph was at the head of a lot of those running drills too. I've seen that.
Just like to have that, like you said, that passion for everything you do and understanding.
And that's why, like, when people use the Mamba mentality, you guys don't do that. You're not like don't say that. Like, don't even say that. Like, don't. Nobody should be allowed to say that. I'm sorry. Like, I knew that guy.
He was different, man.
As well as you guys. There's nobody. There is nobody. There's no. I'm the Mamba mentality. No, you're not. This guy was like, we were one of one.
Listen, we were on the track before the sun came up, running, and then in the weight room lifting weights so hard that I felt like I couldn't even shoot. And Kobe's like, "What's time to go shoot?" I was like, "Motherfucker, I can't even lift my arms right now." But this, like you said, it's an everyday thing for
like
him.
His. It was don't sick. Like when people say that, it bothers. And I'm like, look, I don't pretend like I do that, right? But I'm like, you don't get to say that.
Right.
Like, don't you throw. That's not a throwaway line. Right. Like, this guy
Mamba
was like,
mentality
that's
now.
Done with him. I'm sorry, but that went with him.
Yes.
Like, and you can say.
That's true, Bob. That's true.
Come up with something else.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like, leave that one. Like, that's not. Whatever music, like that's a, like Prince, like it's over.
Maybe like a
gardener. I like that, Bob. Like I like that.
Like a gardener snake mentality.
Yeah, but like that, that's the best you're going to get. You're not him, and you're
lizard,
not like
lizard. Lizard
like,
mentality.
And I see kids saying that, like, Ma, and I'm like, what? I want to be like, you can't. You have no any idea?
You have idea. That's the thing. Do you have like, any idea?
Do not
idea
say
what that.
That
really
like,
means?
You
ever
stop.
Had, you ever had a guy come to you where you're warming up? What's up, man? How you doing? Your family? Everybody good? Come jump ball. He don't even shake your hand. That's Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
He not even, like, oh, no, come he, jump ball? I don't even know you.
Yeah, no, no.
I hate you. I hate your guts.
I'm here to kill you. and then kill you again and then tell you about it later.
Exactly.
And, like, he not many guys want to take your will.
Right.
You want to take
a lot of guys want to beat you. Not many guys want to take your will. Like, make it so you, like, you know never to try that again. Like, how dare you try to beat me? Mm-hmm. How dare you think you're going to come out here and beat me? But nobody lives like that's what I'm saying. Like that is not normal.
Nobody.
Like,
that was.
You know. So I feel like for that for him and you guys knew him and played like that doesn't get said. Enough. No. Like that part of
that's
him.
A great point.
That part of him. Like people. Oh, you play best player. You can rank guys however you want. And maybe Jordan was that way. Mm-hmm. Maybe Michael was that way.
That's where he get it from.
But that's it. I mean. I don't. It's not a knock on anybody else to play. But that's a different kind of thing.
Too.
It's a different kind of thing. So.
Since four championships since 2015, any one of your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, the first one because it was like the worst. I told my wife when I got the job, like, if we could make the playoffs, then maybe we did something.
That was the bar at the
time.
It
was the bar, you know. We had a wall of all-stars.
Because anything can happen once you get in.
Yeah. But you got to understand, like, you guys played here. I felt like those championships are for other teams. That's not how you guys felt when you're playing, but just. Because I grew up, you get beaten down sometimes, and you're kind of like, that's the Lakers, that's the Celtics, that's the Bulls. So when we started doing that and getting closer, it was almost like the momentum of that team, and we just didn't know any better. Like, that was so new, and a new coach, and Curry was becoming himself, and Clay, they were young team, they were young. We hadn't really been to the final, we hadn't been to the Western Conference final. So that one was overwhelming. The last one, though, like, the Kevin one's like, that was dominance. Like, you were there, 16-1 in the playoffs. Like, is that, like, I will tell you, like, as a player, that would have been unbelievable. Like, we are kicking everybody's ass.
Everybody.
Like, everybody, we are not, like, there's no chance. Like, you've had teams, like, you're like, this is not. So, that was
cheat code.
Still fun, but it was almost like when you have, like, the best fighter in the fight, you're like, we're going to win. Mm-hmm. This last one was more gratifying, knowing that we were buried and came back and watching guys like Wiggins and Poole and Clay come back from the injury and Steph kind of answer some questions that people wanted answers, you know, to, I suppose. But it was almost like the first, it's like if it's a movie, it was a nice, I hope it's not over, but it was some closure to some things. Like you were in a dynasty or you, that was only because of Durant or Steph never finals MVP or you guys, these guys were hurt.
What can they really pick at?
Yeah, it was kind of, and not that you, I will say this, like the media, you guys are in the media, like it's powerful.
Yes, very.
So for the people that say, I don't care what anybody says, we all care what somebody says.
Mm-hmm.
If we walk out of here and your camera guy goes, you suck today, you'd be like, well, why? You know, like, you're a person.
First of all, we get the shit slapped out of your head. Told you we still on that edge, Bob.
So the last one, they're all great, you know. You guys, they're never bad. But the last one, was kind of came out of nowhere, and that was a good one. Mm. All good.
If you could send a message to the Warriors fans, what would it be?
Thank you. Because I don't think they left us. That's the best part about our fans. Like, they care. They get pissed when we're not good or telling me we need a big guy and, you know. But you know what? Like, I don't have any problem with passion, right? No problem with passion. So I would tell them, like, thanks for hanging with us. We didn't talk about smoking at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Is that offline stuff? Because there's a lot I could learn. I mean, can we do a separate one?
You UCLA guys.
Oh, we can tell.
So whatever you need to know, okay, you know you got
the. Matt's the guy. Okay.
Yes, you got so the direct line.
He's the expert on it. So you're not.
No, we're both experts.
Okay.
We're both experts.
But Ray, come in real quick. Come on. This is something that we want to introduce the world.
There you go.
Have a seat.
We need E and John, all of them in here.
Ray is someone who's been here. How many years, Ray?
Oh my God!
25th
year. This dude is absolute. This is the gold standard right here for just being a good person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, obviously the title, you know, is important. But Ray is just some of the guys that just even when you're here, obviously, but even when you leave, Ray is someone that still treats you like family, and that's something I'll always remember. Man, this guy is great, man. And Ray, we really appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, I want to say that too. I appreciate y'all, and also the owners, you know, for making, even though we played 07, y'all still make us feel like family. Mm-hmm. Bring us back.
Thank you.
That's something, you know, a lot of guys are not attached to NBA teams. They didn't win the championship there, mm-hmm. right? I won a championship in San Antonio, but I get more love here, and y'all make me feel like family here. So mm-hmm. not only do Matt, but I appreciate it as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Our history
is
important.
Absolutely, man.
Did you ever have to get these guys out of trouble?
Who?
We're just talking about that shit.
Not them two. No way. Not him.
Do you have? Is this a documentary?
You need to get that done.
Let's bring Eric Housen in here. He can tell all the stories.
Houston, for sure. Houston, for sure.
Absolutely. Great story. Ray, we appreciate you. Again, thank you guys for allowing us to come in and take some time with us. The hospitality is always appreciated. And, we're looking forward to coming back and doing some commentating for you guys, the players only stuff.
Yes, sir.
That's good. It's going
to
happen.
It's great. Up. Yeah, Ray was talking to us.
Appreciate everything.
Man, that's a wrap. Golden State Warriors takeover. All the smoke is in the building, man. We appreciate you, Bob, Ray. You can catch us on Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform, Black Effects. We'll see y'all next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scarcella took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarcella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.